to Pest Control. This is Patty.
Hey, Patty, it's Julian Bank of Cardiff. Is Richard available?
No, he's not. He's out in the field. Could I take a message?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my name's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N. I'm calling, calling with Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank. And my direct phone number is
858-779-0931. And what is this in regard to, Julian?
Yeah, it's in regards to financing for the business. I think you guys did some financing with one of our partners around a year ago. Just wanted to reach back, see if there's any current needs right now. Is it kind of your... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm Richard's wife, and right now we're in pretty good shape, so I appreciate you reaching out, but right now we're good.
Cool. Thanks for the feedback. Nice meeting you.
Alrighty.
Do you guys, is it kind of your slower season right now?
Yes. Well, it's getting there. Starting to slow down, and then of course, the weather has a great deal to do with it, but around end of March or sometime in March, February, we're picking up again.
Nice. My my father-in-law actually runs a pest control business in San Diego. It's just a small one. It's just him. I don't know how big your guys' is.
It's my husband, my husband and my daughter do the spraying, and then we have one other technician, and then myself and another lady in the office.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
So it's more or less family owned and operated, kind of.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the way to go. You guys been in business for a while?
Since 1999.
Oh my gosh, you guys are doing something right over there.
Yeah. Well, we're trying, you know.
Yeah.
We're not rolling in the dough or anything, but my husband's been doing this since 81, and he is 71, and he doesn't want to quit. He wants to keep going because he loves his customers.
It keeps him young, too, huh?
Yeah, it does. Somebody asked me yesterday, well, gee, if he retired, then he'd be underfoot, and I went, oh, no.
Keep him out of the house. I was kidding.
Absolutely. I don't want him here. Thank you very much.
So my father-in-law, in the beginning of the, usually around spring, he'll hire a team to do like door-to-door sales to kind of build the business. Do you guys do stuff like that, or how do you like market?
We don't know, because actually this summer was the summer from you know where. We had two other employees, long-term employees. One of them showed up the first week of June and handed us his resignation.
Oh, no,
and
why?
And we don't, well, he said health and family reasons, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
And then another one, about 2 weeks later, has been out sick since, and he's had surgeries and yada yada, but so we had we turned away so much business, it wasn't even, I cried at the end of the day.
That's terrible.
We couldn't handle it, and I don't know about in California, but I know in Nevada they have to have licenses.
Yep.
And you know, in the middle of summer, you don't want to be training somebody how you do things.
I know, it's a little late.
Yeah, exactly. So we were kind of in a pickle, and we just picked up a new guy about maybe a month ago. And so we'll be looking for somebody probably in the spring, but, you know, we don't want to hire anybody right now. And so we can only handle so much, you know. So
yeah.
Our word of mouth is really our best advertising, and we're in on the web and that kind of thing. So anyway, we're doing what we can handle and stuff right now.
Yeah, so when you guys hire employees, do you hire people that have been, like, you know, from pest control backgrounds, or do you hire people that you have to train, or?
Well, we prefer, I don't know how that's going to look in the spring, but within the last 3 months, we were looking for somebody that has experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, we could have them work with my husband or my daughter for a week and then say, go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, someone with no experience, that's kind of a time-consuming process for them to follow another person around and, okay, this is how we do it. Because every pest control company has their own special way of,
right,
of doing things, you know.
And just because you work for one, like some of them use like organic chemicals, for example, and there's like all different processes and things like that.
Exactly. So, you know, that I hope that in the spring we can find somebody that, I mean, the guy that we got was from a large pest control company, and he was just tired of the corporate thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to get in with a local family small business. So that would be ideal if we could get somebody like that again.
Right, because they're already going to kind of be familiar with the market and everything. Do you guys do commercial and residential, or just residential?
Yes, we do. No, we do everything, and so we're just we're just hanging in there.
yeah. The commercial accounts, those are the best ones. I know they make a little bit. You can charge a little bit more to them. So
yeah, well, and they're consistent. You know,
right.
During the winter time when we've got hopefully 2 feet of snow, we can still do those commercial accounts.
Right.
And making a little bit of money, you know.
Yeah. What are your contracts like with your customers? Do you do, like, you go out there quarterly, or do you have, like, a monthly thing? Or just...
My husband believes for residential twice a year is sufficient for your mm-hmm. normal household pests.
Mm-hmm.
We have some commercial accounts that we do monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, just kind of whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have a lot of competition? And I imagine probably so, right? It's really hot out there. And
well,
a lot of
we do from the larger companies, but so many people get burned by them because they do so much upselling. And,
right.
We'll get calls from realtors, especially because my husband does the termite inspections for real estate.
Uh-huh.
And some of these larger companies, they'll... Between you and me, they'll fabricate what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the regular homeowner is not going to go crawling in their crawl space to see if there's, you know, some fungus under there. They'll just, okay, do it, and, oh, okay, it's going to cost you $1,500, you know. Can
yep.
I put you on hold just a second?
Yeah, not a problem.
Thanks.
No problem.
Julian?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. That was
okay.
The uniform guy, and we're, you know, anyway.
No problem at all. Before we get off the phone, I just want to give you like a quick anecdote. So I mentioned that my father-in-law runs a pest control company, right? He has a competitor. He's a Mormon guy, and what he does is he hires these Mormon kids who are used to going door to door, right? Like, because that's what they do every Sunday and stuff to, you know, build the religion.
Right.
So anyway, he hires these young kids to market his business, and they do really well. So he'll usually hire like 5 or 10 Mormon kids over the summer to just kind of do door to door, and they sell the contracts. And they've blown up super fast. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys wanted to do like a marketing campaign, like something similar to that, hire up employees kind of like around springtime, see if we can help you grow the business. You know, I'd love to help you on the financing side of that. But I know you're probably like, you know, you're kind of comfortable with the size of your business right now. Is that right? Or do you guys want to grow
more?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Like I say, it's tough when, you know, people have to wait 3 or 4 weeks because we just don't have the bodies to accommodate what they need, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if we could get 6 or 8 employees to do the actual spraying, then I'd be like, "Whoa, yeah, we need to do that to pay for them." But right now, we're kind of at our max.
Yeah.
And so.
How many customers do you guys have, roughly?
Because we don't have contracts for our commercial, I'm thinking 1,000, maybe 1,500.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Residential. Yeah, and we have about 250 commercial accounts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, and for 3 employees, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, towards like the springtime, if you guys needed some funding to kind of like ramp up to get ready for the summer, to hire on new employees and all that stuff, maybe we can help you out. And then we also have equipment financing options as well. So if you guys are looking at like new trucks or anything, I'd be more than happy to help you. We've been doing this for 14 years. We've been around for quite a while, and we're one of the first companies to actually do working capital. So we have access to a lot more resources. We can get you the longest terms, you know, cheapest rates, all that stuff. So,
okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry. What is your name? I don't even know if I got your name.
That's
what is
okay.
Your name?
It was Patty.
Patty. That's right. Let me send you just a quick follow-up email. So you have my information on file. That way, if something comes up in the meantime, you can give us a call, but I'll probably just check in with you guys like maybe January. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Patty. What's a good email address for you guys?
It's bonanzapest at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Okay, cool. Yeah, and you'll have my direct contact information in there, my direct phone number. It'll go directly to my office. So feel free to give me a call anytime if you have any, you know, just general questions about financing for the business, or if you want to inquire to see what kind of stuff you'd qualify for. I'd be more than happy to help you.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. Well, thanks, Patty. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, I don't. Thank you
very
much.
Pleasure chatting with you. You guys have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.